use some of the events. Also, the Laredo Primary Society built its own equipment, such as starlight video cameras, infrared technology, full-spectrum cameras, electrical magnetic generators. For more detail of this equipment, please visit after the conference to our table and we can help you out. More information of our equipment. Now, for point of reference, let me show you how the videos look. For point of reference, how birds look through night vision or infrared, I want to show you here. The next slide, you can hear. Here you can see those are ducks. You can see the wings and flapping. And the same camera that we're going to show you the UFOs is just to show you how birds look and how planes look, and also you can hear combustion, propulsion sound. You can see the federal aviation lights blinking. Okay. Here's a close-up. You can see the wing or the tail of the plane. And, we have a combustion sound. Now, the video you're about to see right now, let me go manual, guys, because PowerPoint is not working with me here. I want to show you this video of a UFO. We're doing this in the northeast of Laredo, Texas. There's this light, and it's not visible to the naked eye, only to night vision. And we're analyzing this UFO, and it was on the horizon, and this is something that we got excited. I called Tower Control, the airport, and I said, introduced myself as a law enforcement officer, and I said, do you have a craft in this, area? And the radar of the airport couldn't detect this. So we're seeing this, and we couldn't figure it out what it was. As the video goes on, our investigator has binoculars, and he's seeing this, and he says, I can't see anything. He's like, why can I can't see anything with my binoculars, but only through the night vision? And let me just do a little fast forward this video just to show you real quick. And folks, one of the things of this investigation, we go over patients, they go every day, day in, day out, on studying this. This is something that we call is a UFO landing, because it goes down the brushes or in the woods down, and it disappears. Okay. Now, in Marfa, Texas, let me show you this video over here. That's the observation site in Marfa, Texas. It's about 7 hours away from Laredo. We went to do numerous investigations there of the Marfa lights, and they're more into the on the mountains. Those are the Marfa lights on the top. They manifest, and we have a laser. They interact with the laser. They disappear and they reappear. We use a blue laser, and that's why we did a demonstration of the balloon that just popped to show you that how strong is the laser. And we have done a numerous of investigations of the Marfa lights. We had a UFO encounter, very similar to the Marfa lights or the UFO that landed, or looked that it landed in northeast Laredo. And this is just some of the lights examples that we have captured. Sometimes they divide from one, they become two. The one on the bottom, it's a blinking light. It's a red blinking light. We use that as a point of reference when we are doing these investigations. And we're giving you some of the demonstrations of this light appearing in Marfa. Well, would you think that we have something similar here in Laredo, Texas? Yes, we do. And I'll give you some. We can't, unfortunately, tell you the actual location because it's private property. But we'll show you some of the examples here in Laredo. We do have this mystery lights also here in Laredo. Here you can see, and then just mentioned right there, the one on the left is visible to the naked eye, and the one on the right, it's not. There it becomes non-visible, it disappears. And you can see those lights appearing in the mountains. And this is in Marfa, Texas. Now, your Laredo lights, this is the during the daylight, okay? Keep the eyes on the plant on the right side. These lights appear in northeast Laredo up in the horizon. They're round, amber lights with no explanation. Here's a picture that we took, and then you see one or two of these lights appear. And then you see a couple of more appearing, and then they disappear. This is actually taking pictures here in Laredo. And you see how every picture that we take, we have more lights appearing. We have folks that have told us, is this a mothership that landed? Or this is ghost lights that we have here in Laredo. Maybe it was an Indian burial in northeast of Laredo. Here's an example, one on top. It's flying of a UFO of that light. We did a frame by frame of the mystery lights here in Laredo, Texas. In the bottom, you see two of them. And then you'll see more coming up. You can barely see them there on top right here. We did a long exposure of these lights, and they have a lot of energy. And we can show you here in these lights that they're more. At the most we've seen is 11. We have had helicopters, friend of ours that know another friend that flew over these lights, and there were no visible the lights. There's no building, there's no structure, there's no reflection. We have changed, we use GPS locations.
April the 3rd.
And that gives you an example of the mystery lights here in Laredo. Now, another video I'm going to show, this is evidence we captured here this year. I'm going to show you the mystery lights of this year, and I'll go over them over the video.
Mystery light.
Here is about 20 miles north of Laredo. There's a light that appears from nowhere and is about the size of two football fields. And you can see this light. You can see it looks like it was like a fire, but it got brighter. It was the size of two football fields. And we were able to capture this, and it was amazing because as soon as this light it disappears or it dims out, we had two military fighting jets fly over this light, and they made a turnaround a couple of times of this light. And we'll show you right now in the video. There is where it dims out. You'll probably see a little bit better in this project on my left side. And when we were filming this, here's the first jet coming in to the location of the site. And then we have another one. And they made the turnaround a couple of times to see this. I don't know, maybe it's coincidental that this light appeared and it disappeared and you had military passing by. No idea. Or maybe this is a military exercise in northeast Laredo, but there's no building there. Also, this one, I want you guys to see this one. We took this to our meteorologist from ProEight News, and I want you guys to see this beam of light. Maybe better if you can see it this way. This monitor over here, guys. This, the bottom dark at the bottom is the horizon, which is land, and on top is the sky. We see this like a beam of light straight. We call this like a halo light. And we're, you know, astonished with this light, and I think you see it better. We hit it with a laser, it disappears. And then we remove the laser, and you see that this gets a little bit brighter. This is also in Laredo. And we put the laser there. And then we take away the laser. You notice that the light reappears again. And it's shooting straight, just straight up. And it's not from the ground. It's, you know, in the sky. I've taken to different experts. They have given their theories, but, you know, there's no full explanation what this could be. It could be a natural phenomena, but, again, it's not visible to the naked eye. There's some still pictures of this anomaly flying here in Laredo. Here's the light. And the first time we have seen this, it was, you know, we were there for 30 minutes filming this, and we had a very, very... Now, you can notice the pole, we use the pole on the right side as a point of reference. You see the clouds? It's pulsating with this light, okay? And it's energy this cloud has, and it's beaming this light. And it's not touching the ground. It's just... And it was a real good finding. I have to give thanks to our investigator, Trini Solis. And he did a good job. He found this evidence. You know, it's an unexplained event, but, you know, flying in our sky. Now, this one happened in... And this is the best. We're still analyzing. We're using an iPhone to record this. If you can see at the end here, you see all the stars here? Right here, there's like electrical lightning. And it was there for at least 45 minutes. No clouds. We were talking right now to... one of our colleagues here that with wind and change of electrons and neutrons, you get electrical energy that you can't see, but it manifests, and that shows you that there is another world of night vision that can see things that we can't. And that's also here in Laredo, Texas. And I think I have, 5 minutes? Okay. Let me show you, before I close out, folks, a video of a predator drone. That's a predator drone. We have two that fly from Corpus Christi, controlled by Corpus Christi. It's about 100 and some miles away from Laredo, fly into the border areas of Laredo. But I want you to see this, that it has blinking lights. Okay, and combustion and propulsion sound. They are loud. Just like a plane. Capture a triangular UFO about a year and a couple of days ago, and that triangular UFO had made headline news, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and we have about numerous calls. We put it on YouTube, and 2 days later, we had about 14 helicopters here in Laredo, Texas. It was not my fault, okay? But I had a lot of law enforcement friends give me a hard time for that. But, you know, I want to show you this video so you can compare it, because many people says, well, maybe you have a predator drone that was captured. This is a triangular UFO craft, and it was captured October 23rd of last year.
October
23rd, 2011. There's the anomaly craft. Or, if, don't forget, folks, that was not seen by the naked eye. They had that infrared technology that I just give you an example.
2011, time 10:30 p.m., a triangular flying object was recorded with a third-generation night vision monocular camera. You can clearly see that this object is triangular-shaped, and it has circular spheres at the end of each corner.
And we had different filters analyzed by a friend of mine that worked for the Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security. He's a videographer, and he did numerous of tests of this video to check the integrity of this video.
With infrared light, light that cannot be seen through the human eye, only through night vision cameras.
There's another filter. And when you put it in slow motion, you can see the structure of it, that it's triangular. When you compare this to a commercial airplane, the Wright site, and of course the triangular UFO, it's totally different. You know, you have wings, aviation lights. And that's my time, folks. Before I let you guys go for my presentation, thank you so much for coming to our UFO conference, and we'll have more to continue, more stuff and events. Keep in mind, Stanton Books just landed by UFO. We have all these books just are here. Thank God for that. We have his books available, and also we have a raffle for the youngsters, a telescope and a microscope at 4:45 when we take our following break. If you haven't had a raffle ticket, there's for free. They're numbered and outside in the registration area. Thank you, guys. Don't forget, keep on looking up in the sky. Curiosity is what makes us to explore. Thank you. God bless you.